From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a bi-weekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. And now, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR, program number 459, which is intended for broadcast from August the 23rd, 2016. Through, let's say, Doc, September 2nd through 5th, roughly.
Yeah.
Labor Day weekend in the United States of America. I'm Brady Murray, and I'm here in the studio at WWCR, and I am joined by telephone by Dr. Jerry Plummer, who is at the HFCC conference, which is going on right now in Miami, Florida, which I understand to be a cool, just lovely place to be right now.
Yeah, it's definitely the antithesis of that. And what is it, that verbiage I picked up from you? Telephonically. We're connecting telephonically.
We are. And I think that you are at the hotel where the attendees from all around the world are staying to coordinate frequencies worldwide. And, Doc, you and I talked just a little bit before we started recording. We're going to talk about the HFCC as we always do because we find it to be extremely valuable for what we do. But I wanted to talk about something right from the get-go. Doc, you know the old Trailblazer broadcast, of course, right?
Sure do.
Old Trailblazer broadcast. I really should have fact-checked this. I want to say that that's been on the air since like the 30s.
Well, he said, and if you go back to his mentor, if you will, it definitely goes back into the 30s.
Mm-hmm. Originally, First Baptist Church of Algiers.
Sure,
which is like a part of New Orleans. Algiers.
New Orleans, yeah.
And when you go back to 2005, one of the nastiest hurricanes that ever hit this country, Hurricane Katrina, they were flooded out of that church and, you know, all manner of things, flooding, all the horrible things that you saw associated with Katrina, of course, occurred there at the church.
Sure
and
did.
The church was relocated to Walker, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. Looked it up on the map, and that's a little bit more up toward the Baton Rouge area. And many, many of our listeners will know, because it's very much been international news, that over the past few weeks, there has been substantial, in some cases, like 30 inches of rain in areas around Baton Rouge. And, Doc, the church there in Walker, Louisiana, is actually in good shape, I'm told, not flooded. And they had a home built for whoever would be the next pastor of the church, because Pastor Pendarvis is, you know, at some point he'll not be the pastor. He's an older man now. And so they had planned ahead, but Pastor Pendarvis and his entire family post-Katrina built homes on a large lot in that area around Walker. And the area where they live flooded. And it had never flooded before. It was high ground. This was a complete surprise. And so basically, Pastor Pendarvis and his entire family are homeless,
wow.
If not for this modest home that was built on the site of the church. And so what I want to mostly point out is this. You know, Doc, you and I both know that we had a flood here in Nashville several years ago. It's a trying experience, and there's ripple effects. There's folks that you depend on to help you to recover, and they're also flooded, and people who can't get around. And then I'm sure in the case of a church, just like we had employees here, you've got things outside of the church that are affected, like people's homes.
Oh,
it
yeah.
just goes on and on. What I want to say is this. Now, the old Trailblazer is on every one of our stations in our group. WWCR, of course, has many sister stations, all medium waves, not shortwave. But the old Trailblazer broadcast is on every one of those stations on WWCR, I want to say three times a day. And so the organization, Radio Missions, just by definition there, by the title, Radio Missions, is very, very much dedicated to radio. And what I want is to put out a plea to the listeners of Ask WWCR to please get in touch with these folks and just let them know that, just encourage them. I'm not asking you to send a dollar. If you want to send $100, do it. But I know from some conversations through the agency that they work with and through, incidentally, the primary owners of WWCR who live in the very near vicinity,
sure
that
do.
These folks have really, to say jump through hoops, it's just not even close to accurate. But what they have done to manage to be on the radio after the flooding was nothing short of remarkable. And it just, again, shows you their commitment to radio and to reaching people worldwide in markets all across the United States. And I really, really want to encourage the listeners to this program, Doc, to send a letter. Just send something just saying, you know, we appreciate that you're working to recover, and just whatever comes naturally to you, consider sending a letter to Radio Missions to P.O. Box 1810 in Walker, Louisiana. That's W-A-L-K-E-R. Louisiana is abbreviated L-A.
Right.
70785. Radio Missions, P.O. Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And, Doc, I want to say, really, I'm asking from the bottom of my heart. As you know, we experienced a flood, and it's just not pleasant. And these folks are dealing with a whole lot of stuff. And at the same time, they made radio a first priority. And radio is, of course, near and dear to your heart, my heart, and probably most everyone listening to this show, too.
I think so, too.
So that is certainly a common denominator across the board, and I would very respectfully ask that people at least drop a line and just let them know that you appreciate what they've done and what they've been through, and that they're going to come back.
Oh, they will come back, but it'd be really nice for them to get some letters. We understand that you're going through this. We're with you. You know, we're in this, and they're good people. The whole group is. And we want to do all we can to try to, you know, say, you're going to make it. And they are committed to radio, no doubt.
No doubt. And, you know, another thing about the folks in Louisiana, there's just a spirit there. You know, these things, flooding, storms, those things happen more frequently there, I think, than they do in a lot of other places in the country. And in talking with them over the past week or so, and in talking with the owners of this radio station, there's an attitude that these things happen. You know, we'll move on. We'll rebuild.
They're
tried and tested, and they move forward. And it's just very refreshing, because you and I know how difficult the situation is. But I promise you, I haven't heard anything about how bad they've got it, and we'll just pack up and move on, and this is the worst thing ever. All you hear is positivity. We're going to make the best of this. We're going to rebuild. And instantly, you know, navigating roads that are impassable, whatever it took to get the live service on the air immediately after that storm, it did occur. And it was broadcast worldwide over WWCR, and also broadcast live to the entire Gulf South over our sister station in New Orleans, WVOG, which is 600 on the dial.
It is 600.
So again, I just really want to very, very kindly ask listeners to this program to please send a letter to Radio Missions, P.O. Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Just let them know you appreciate what they're doing, you appreciate what they've gone through, and that they're in your thoughts and prayers. And with that, Doc, let's move on to the topic of the HFCC. I think that you are currently in the lobby of the hotel where the meeting is taking place in Miami, Florida.
Yes.
We talked, oh my, Doc, has it been like 7 years ago when they had the first meeting of the HFCC in the United States?
You know, I believe it was, as a matter of fact.
And there was a really significant effort to get folks to the U.S. because of, I don't know, you know, politics and things like that, and folks who may or may not have been welcome here. And I know that there were a lot of folks within the HFCC who worked hard to get visas and those types of things, saying, no, this is not a bad thing. This is countries all around the world cooperating and coordinating and protecting speech and your right to broadcast into other countries, which is exactly what WWCR exists to do, international broadcasting.
That's what we're here for. That's what we do. It's kind of like a UN that actually works, you know, because you don't, politics play no role. And you're right, Brady. Jeff and the very people at HFCC have done an admirable job of getting the visas virtually everyone that has applied to attend, almost everyone, maybe with the exception of one or two, has actually made it. And that's a testimony to, you know, it's kind of like Pastor Pendarvis. It's a testimony to, you know, kind of a stick with it and stay to it, and we're going to make this.
Just an attitude that you don't quit. That the show must go on, right?
That's right.
You mentioned Jeff. You are, of course, referencing Jeff White, mm-hmm. who is the main man at WRMI, which is actually based in Okeechobee. I think that maybe the offices, some connection still to Miami, which is why the meeting is in Miami. And Jeff White is someone that you and I both have a great deal of respect for, and just know him to be a really quality person and someone that we work with routinely.
It's a real good working relationship, don't you think, that we have, like with some member stations, the NASB, because we, kind of like HFCC, we don't really care about, we're not trying to compete with each other. If one of us has a problem and the other person station has a part or has some knowledge, we freely exchange and share that information.
Yes, collaboration, communication, coordination, just
all those things.
All those good things. That's what the HFCC represents. It's why WWCR continues to invest resources in the HFCC, because it works, because it produces clear in-band frequencies sometimes, like 6115, and frequencies that we test like 9350, 4840. Those all come as a result of collaboration with other stations and obviously talking with folks face-to-face that may be a time difference of 12, 15 hours, that really telephone and email communication is just not effective. But when you guys all sit down together there in the same room, same time, same place, and you can communicate face-to-face, that's what makes it work, doesn't it?
It really does, and it also helps you the rest of the time, too, where, if, for example, if it's someone across the globe that you have a collision with between the HFCCs, if you know and have developed a relationship with them, then you know how to contact them, you know how to talk to them, and things get done. And I guess, in a way, the NASB is sort of an extension of that, because the different stations associated with the, you know, here domestically tend to work with each other pretty well. I know us and Jeff, for example, work well together, sure. WEWN and us. They got Continentals. They're willing to help us, and vice versa. So I guess, in a way.
And the NASB is also now really an integral member of the HFCC sponsoring events, as a joint effort of those North American shortwave broadcasters. Doc, we're getting close to running out of time, and I know that we'll talk more when you return about any news in the world of frequencies and developments and conversations and swapping and all the good things that go on at the HFCC. It's good to talk to you from Miami. That adds to the list of cities that you've joined me for Ask WWCR, I should say.
We have.
And I just want to return once again in the very brief amount of time to the original subject that we talked about. Doc,
that's right.
There are articles all over the media. They're easy to find on the web about how critical radio has been in these disastrous conditions throughout Louisiana. I believe Texas is also in there.
Yes.
And I just really want to shine a light on this particular program on Radio Missions, the old Trailblazer broadcast. And I want to ask again that folks take a minute and just write, you know, one line of encouragement, whatever you may feel like you can do. It all counts. It all matters. These folks have really done some amazing things to stay on the air. Doc, that's all the time we got. I look forward to seeing you back from Miami and learning all about new frequency possibilities. All right?
All right. That sounds good, Brady.
Talk to you soon.
Ask WWCR is a biweekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are questions you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. No email attachments, please. That's askwwcr@wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.